present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And we're delighted this week to welcome back Sheila Hancock to fill the fourth chair and play against our three regular male contestants in the game. And just to remind you, I'm going to ask them to speak as usual on just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is on the card in front of me. And let us begin the show this week with Clement Freud. Clement, will you talk about what I stand for? Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
On this program, I stand for almost anything. But I suppose this subject is meant to mean what I stood for earlier on. When I joined the Scouts, it was honor, loyalty, duty, brotherly, courteous, kind, obedient, smiling, thrifty, clean in thought, word, and mind, after which I joined the army and was asked to kill people, which I stood for because I was told to. I was wearing the Queen's uniform, or possibly the King's. It didn't fit at all well. They said there was a deposit on it, but it would brush off.
Peter Jones is challenged.
A deviation. He's talking about a deposit brushing off, and it's nothing to do with what he stood for, unless he lost his deposit.
Well, actually, Peter, if you'd said hesitation, I thought having made his little joke, he paused and he hesitated, but I'm afraid I would disagree. I still think he was on the subject of what I stand for. He'd well established that,
yes,
from the Boy Scouts into the army, and his deposit was just a little throwaway, incidentally.
Well, that's what I mean. It was a throwaway, incidentally. You're admitting it. It was a deviation. If it was incidental and thrown away, it ought to have been thrown much further.
It wasn't thrown far enough for me to agree you in deviation, so Clement has a point. And there are 22 seconds on what I stand for, Clement, starting now.
What I now stand for is being forced to drink inferior wine at tastings all over the country, and in particular in Wales. I also stand for yellow-coated policewomen racing up and giving me tickets to which I'm not...
Tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at the on that particular moment, of course, gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud. In fact, he's the only one to have any points in that round, so, of course, he has a commanding lead. Clement, would you like to... No, Sheila, will you begin the next round? We haven't heard from you yet. Sheila, the subject of titles, will you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Sir, my lord, my lady...
Kenneth Williams is
charged. Well, challenged. She's going so slow, it's ridiculous. My lord, I mean, they won't go on
I
like that.
I know,
it's,
do you know, it's reminded
she's
me...
She's just slowing the whole game down, yes, and trying to get points by spinning out the time.
Do you know...
It's a disgrace.
Ken. I quite agree. Do you know, it reminded me of somebody else who does exactly the same thing.
Really?
Yes, you.
Oh!
So as you are the one who challenged, I don't think I will give her the point against her, but say that was a wrong challenge, so Sheila has a point, and she has 56 seconds to continue on titles, starting now.
Vicomte, Hamlet, Once Upon a Time, When We Were Six, The Alleluia Chorus, Just a Minute, Petticoat Line.
Peter Jones is slower. I mean, it's ludicrous.
But Peter Jones was the one whose challenge came in first because his light came on.
I was in first.
Yeah, Peter Jones's light came on, and I take the lights because whoever presses first.
If I halo around his head, he will in a minute.
Peter, nice to hear from you. What's your challenge?
Well, I thought she was virgin on the hesitation.
Virgin on it. Virgin. It ground to a halt, couldn't she?
Well, as I decided that...
I don't know why they have women on this show.
As I decided when Kenneth challenged and that she wasn't virgin...
I'm not going to even utter anymore if you're going to insult me like that.
Oh, I know you're not. And I will not on this occasion give it against you and say that you have another point. The subject is titles and you have 44 and a half seconds starting now.
Well, I shouldn't think anybody on this team will be ever awarded a title. You can have titles...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
We all have titles like Mr. or...
It's not a title, is it?
Yeah, it is really.
As much as sir, it's a form.
It is, actually. He's quite correct.
Very good challenge.
Yes, a very good challenge, which deserves a point, and therefore he takes over the subject.
She blew a raspberry. I mean, I heard it from here.
But she was sufficiently far away from the spray from the raspberry not to have landed.
Oh, I see.
I think it's a mistake to have women on this.
This chorus has been taken up all round. When we all...
Well, I'm not taking it up. I'd like more of them. I think it's delightful.
You know what you're after.
Well, you're lucky. You have the women on your side of the hall, or the theatre, actually, Peter. They don't.
I'll go home if I'm not wanted.
Oh, you are, darling.
As long as I get paid.
Love, I've got a warm place for you any time.
Right.
I don't wish to know that.
Right, we'll keep all our warm places to ourselves and get on with Just a Minute. And Clement Freud, you had a correct challenge, so you have a point, and you have 38 seconds on titles starting now.
When you go into a public library, they're very keen on titles. First of all, they ask whether you want fiction or non-hyphen fiction, and then...
Peter Jones has challenged.
He repeated fiction.
You did repeat the word fiction. So Peter Jones has a correct challenge and a point, and he has 30 seconds on titles starting now.
Titles are terribly important because they can influence people as to whether they are going to go to the theatre or not. And the same applies to the cinema. Now, authors spend a great deal of time thinking up rather catchy and attractive names to give their works because they know that this is often much more important than the drama itself. Now, you can think of something like Charlie's Aunt, for instance, or A Little Bit of Fluff, What the Butler Saw. What an excellent...
Peter Jones kept going magnificently on titles then and gave us quite a few into the bargain, and you have now gone into second place at the end of that round. And Sheila Hancock, will you begin the next round? Making the best of it. There's a involved subject to talk about, which Ian Messiter has decided to land you with. But will you go on it for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, this seems to be something that you have little or no choice about. I agree with Bertram Russell that life is horrible, horrible, horrible.
Oh, it is. Kenneth Williams got in.
Yes.
Oh, repetition.
I think Bertrand Russell loses a point.
Yes, it's such a good quotation.
I think she was just showing off anyway, all those posh names.
Oh, you can talk with all that erudite rubbish that you give out with.
Thank you. Contradiction in itself, that is erudite rubbish, isn't it?
All right, Kenneth, so we're all delighted that you have the subject. Making the best of it now is with you, and there are 51 seconds starting now.
Well, in the words of the greatest poet of our country, it consists in speaking the speech, I pray you, trippingly on the tongue, nor do not mouth it, as some of your players do. I would as lief the town crier spoke my lines, nor do not soar the air to touch your hands.
No, it's two little words, isn't it? I do not, I was going to say.
But all right, it's a wrong challenge. He gets another point, and he keeps going, and he has 27 seconds on. Making the best of it, starting now.
Because, as Voltaire rightly remarks, you can only dig in your own bitter garden. Don't go poking your nose.
Sheila Hancock did it.
Voltaire didn't say dig in your own garden and don't poke your nose.
Well, he didn't actually say those words. There's a sentiment, Sonny.
Yeah, but you didn't say that. You said Voltaire said dig in your own bitter garden. I believe a literal translation of Voltaire would not come to dig in your own bitter garden and poke your nose.
No, quite.
So I believe if you said his sentiments were that, then I would have agreed with you. So I have to give it to Sheila, and she has 19 seconds on making the best of it, starting now.
I think the best thing to do is to make the most of every single second that you're alive, because you're never quite sure whether there's going to be any more. Also, as far as one's appearance is concerned, take the best thing about you and try and improve it so that people don't notice all the rotten things.
Sort of, Sheila's kept her going until the whistle went. She gained the extra point, and she's now in second place, ahead of Peter Jones, but still behind our leader, Clement Freud. Kenneth's moving up in fourth place. It's still anybody's game, and Clement, we would like you to begin the next round. The subject, autograph hunters. I'm sure Ian Messett has thought of this particularly for you, but would you talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
There are, in this world, a very large number of people who collect autographs and, I suppose, metaphorically hunt for them. The important thing to remember is they never hunt for autographs for themselves. It's always for a niece.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hunt. He repeated hunt.
Well, he done it just started. He hasn't got underway.
He's got underway to the extent of 14 seconds, and he's very clever the way he keeps going, so I think it was a very good challenge.
Excellent.
Excellent. Here you are. 46 seconds for you, Peter, on autograph hunters starting now.
I'm always surprised that they concentrate on entertainers and people in the theatre and television, because, of course, I believe...
Clement Freud.
Did I buzz? I'm sorry.
Yes, you did. You sometimes buzz and try and think of a challenge afterwards, which is very clever.
No,
it didn't come off this time.
No, I didn't.
Peter, you have a point for an incorrect challenge and 37 and a half seconds on autograph hunters starting now.
I suppose, in a way, this is a good thing, because if they really concentrated on people of some importance in the world, like brain surgeons and great statesmen and so on, they would slow up their work to such an extent that the world would grind to a halt. So, in a way, it's much better that they should use up our time in this way. Now, I have been asked very often for my autograph because someone has said, is he anybody, as I've come out of a theatre, and someone else has replied, no, but he seems willing.
Glad we let you get the other bit in before we ask.
Did I repeat something?
Clement Freud has got a challenge.
What repetition of theatre.
Yes, I'm afraid so. You did repeat theatre. Yes, Clement, a correct challenge. 5 seconds now on autograph hunters starting now.
Or grandchildren, but never, ever for themselves, which is extraordinary.
Round, Clement Freud increased his lead, Peter Jones moved into second place, Sheila stayed where she was, and so did Kenneth Williams. Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? Reports! Well, that went down very well with everybody concerned. Reports. Would you talk on reports for just 1 minute, starting now?
Well, I think of big bangs and those things that one is given at school, one has to take home to one's parents, which say that why is...
Kenneth Williams got in.
I'm afraid, dreadful hesitation.
It was appalling, embarrassing. I'm shocked that you had to buzz about it.
Well,
I mean, I ought to have given up, and if there'd been a sponge, I would have thrown it in there.
They did let you get away with 3-1s, and if that isn't letting someone get underway, I don't know what is. Kenneth, you restrained yourself until the hesitation, which I agreed with. He's now wet his eyebrows, listeners, in order to get in the mood to talk to us on the subject of reports, with 49 seconds left, starting now.
One of mine stated, quick to grasp the bones of a subject, slow to develop them. He will never get anywhere. Now, I'd like to see the master at the school wrote that down right now and bash his face in. He talked a load of rubbish. I mean, there I was. Of course, my potential wasn't exposed like an iceberg. Only a bit of me was showing. There was a load more to come out, you see. This nit didn't understand, you see. All he could see...
Was... Sheila Hancock has challenged.
He's going to hate me for this, but 2 UCs right on top of one another.
Yeah, there were 3 Cs, actually.
Ah, yeah, well, that could be called idiosyncratic speech, you see.
Well, are you allowed to repeat your idiosyncrasies? Oh, yes.
No. Are your idiosyncratic
speech... Leave it on the card.
You can only repeat your idiosyncratic gestures, just as Kenneth has done. There are 17 seconds on reports, Sheila, with you starting now.
I used to face these with fear and trembling when I was a child. We weren't allowed to open them till we got home, and I used to stand there shaking while Daddy...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of used. He used to shake, and she used to bring them home.
Yes, she used to, didn't she?
Yes.
Rotten thing, you. That's a tough challenge. All right, Peter, but it's a correct challenge, and I have to prepare within the rules of the game. You have 6.5 seconds on report starting now.
Could try harder, not good at movement, and should be better at games than he is.
In in spite of the two shoulds, they didn't interrupt you, Peter. You've now increased your position in second place. You're 1 point behind our leader, who is still Clement Freud. And Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? Leg pulls. Would you talk on that one for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, one of the funniest things I always think about leg pulls was when Peter Cook said the man playing Long John Silver, come on, and the other bloke said, your left leg I like. I've nothing against that. Unfortunately, neither of you.
Oh, yeah.
Right, no, they've got in here tonight. Lines, they didn't even get it. You see, to be really responsive to wit, you need...
Kenneth, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't interrupt you, but Clement did challenge you.
What about?
Milking the audience, which I suppose would be hesitation.
It would be hesitation, but he was doing us a service, wasn't he? But still, I have to be fair with the rules of the game. He very definitely hesitated. I'm sorry, Kenneth, because we would like you to carry on with your leg pulls, but Clement was correct.
I wasn't hesitating, I was deliberating. There's nothing in the game says you can't deliberate.
There's nothing in the game says...
I could pandiculate here. I could pandiculate like mad.
There's nothing in the game...
Suffer from gomphosis. It should be stated categorically right now. Everyone should know that I've got gomphosis.
Kenneth, there's nothing.
There's no need you try and bluff your way through. You don't even know what gomphosis means, even. Look at it.
There's nothing in the game
what
which
is
doesn't.
Gomphosis?
There's
Do
nothing.
Gomphosis is articulation through clenched teeth, dear.
Kenneth. Kenneth, there's nothing in the game which says that you should shut up on occasions and let the chairman have his say. But Clement Freud is in the lead and he's in a generous mood, aren't you, Clement?
No,
he's not. So in spite of that, I'm going to give it to you, Kenneth, because you did milk the audience, but you did it for a purpose, and you have 39 seconds now to continue with leg pulls, starting now.
Well, you couldn't have done it with Sarah Bernhardt, because she had a wooden one, and I believe played Hamlet with it on the stage, because she couldn't have left it anywhere else, could she? She had to bring it on with her. It was keeping her up, so to speak. But she did get in this railway carriage, and this bloke did say to her, here, have you got a ticket for Bournemouth? Well, now she hadn't, because she simply wasn't going that way, and so naturally she just produced this slip of paper, which was given to her by the station master at Crewe, and said it would see her through any kind of trouble she was up against. Little did she know he was having her on.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of up against. We had up against with Peter Cook early on.
Oh, yes. The right leg was nothing, had nothing up against it, didn't it?
No, it didn't.
What is it?
The line was, I have nothing against it. Unfortunately, neither have you, so there's no up against
right.
it.
Right, thank you very much, Kenneth. That's what I wanted to say. So, you've proved that it was an incorrect challenge and you have 6 seconds to continue with leg pulls starting now.
I had mine pulled on the film set when they said your voice is unacceptable to the film. It's going to be all dubbed by someone else.
Clement Freud is challenged. Just before the whistle, Clement, what is your challenge?
Repetition of film.
Kenneth Williams has another point and he has 1 second to go on leg pulls starting now.
I never say nothing of the kind.
So we were a little bit generous to Kenneth then, but he gives us such good value.
I don't understand why they didn't get that joke about Long John Silver, because he's got a wooden leg and the
cloak says
him, your left leg I like. I've nothing against that. Unfortunately, neither of you.
Kenneth, you didn't
get it. They don't get it, do they? Funny because he's got nothing against it. That's why he fell over.
When you first read the script, you didn't get it either because I was
Shut
there.
Shut up! Isn't it disgraceful?
And then you said it was sick.
Cross and this is there insulting me.
The next generation, Sheila Hancock, will you talk on that now for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, I wouldn't be them for anything in the world. They have to face a cataclysmic decision, because I think really within the next 50 years, we either go on or we destroy ourselves, what with pollution and bombs and...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Nothing, it's all very dreary, all this horrible prognostication of everyone being wiped out. It's horrible, I don't want to hear it. Boring.
So what's your challenge?
Deviation. But she mustn't deviate from being lovely, and she was.
Well, I love the idea and I love the thought, and I wish she wouldn't deviate from being lovely, but she did not deviate from the subject on the card of the next generation, so I have to give her another point and tell her that she can continue for 45 seconds with the next generation starting now.
And violence and greed. However, I do think we have a grain of hope, because on the whole, I think they're a pretty nice bunch. And I think...
Kenneth Wims has challenged.
How can they be a pretty nice bunch if they're the next generation? How do you know?
Well, they're little now,
they're
my little girl.
The next generation. Yeah, you haven't seen. It's the next generation. How can they be a nice bunch?
They're, when you
the
say
next,
next
generation,
generation, you mean when they're grown up.
And after all, the next generation after you is me.
Is it?
In that case, Sheila was right.
The witty remarks they don't laugh at, do they? But you, she did have three, I think, you know, which you overlooked. But I have to accept the first challenge, and it was not, it was incorrect, so Sheila keeps the subject, and there are 36 seconds on The Next Generation, Sheila, starting now.
I don't want to sound idealistic, but I...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation, she couldn't.
I think of all the people I know, Sheila could sound idealistic. So, Sheila, it's a wrong challenge, so you keep the subject, and there are 33 seconds on The Next Generation starting now.
I'm sure Kenneth will say I'm the wrong one to say this.
Kenneth Williams is
deviation. The subject is The Next Generation, not Kenneth Williams. That's nothing to do with it. Do I look like The Next Generation?
No! Do you?
You be quiet, I'll be over there.
Kenneth, with another wrong challenge, because after all, she only started by saying Kenneth Williams will something, and we never even heard what she said before you challenged. So there are 31 seconds with you, Sheila, now on The Next Generation, starting now.
I think probably the first thing they've got to do.
Clement Freud has challenged.
That's the fifth, I think.
Yes, that's right. I'm afraid I told you last time. How stupid of me.
It's Clement. All these rotten interruptions.
It's all the
interruptions.
Well, she did. She not only had interruptions, she had interruptions as well. It was very embarrassing and
go
very
on
upsetting
then, Clement.
For
me. Let's hear what you've got to say.
Yes, that's right. 29 seconds for you with The Next Generation, Clement, starting now.
I think there's tremendous hope for the next generation.
Kenneth Williams
has he's just picked her up for three I thinks, and he starts up with I think.
Had not said I think yet.
Well, nevertheless, everyone's fed up with I think. That woman over there nodding off with it.
Maybe she was thinking as well. But you've got to be careful. This is the last round, and up to that point, they were equal. And now, because that was an incorrect challenge, because he hadn't said I think before, Clement has a lead now of 1 point, so do watch it.
Because over who?
Over you,
oh,
Sheila.
Oh, yeah.
You moved the next generation with Kenneth's incorrect challenges move you forward very rapidly behind him. Clement, you have 27 seconds on The Next Generation starting now.
I am firmly of the opinion that the 1980s and 90s held a tremendous future for the young people who will go to school and university in those years. I think the country will...
Sheila Hancock.
Sheila!
Yes?
Oh, what was it? What's the challenge?
Repetition of I think.
I think.
Oh, did you hear that? Yeah. No!
That's right, so I think we're going to have some fun.
Oh, it's getting close. I can hardly keep a seat.
Do you want to go somewhere?
Go on. How many points have you got?
There are 15 seconds left, Sheila, on I think... No, on... The Next Generation starting now.
Possibly the first thing they have to do is to care more about other people than themselves, which seems to be the backward trend at the moment. Women have a great future in the next generation because of what we're doing in this one.
I told you a moment ago we were in the last round and you now have probably guessed the final score. But let me give it to you in reverse order. Kenneth Williams was only just in fourth place behind Peter Jones, who was... It was all very close. He was only just in third place behind Clement Freud, who was obviously only just in second place, because by 1 point, Sheila Hancock this week becomes our winner. This edition of Just a Minute from all of us here. Goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.